أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبض ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala questioned us about the fact that we have become fearless of the adab of Allah. We are not wary anymore of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's adab, two particular adabs. One is the earth opening and we sink into it. And second, there is this storm of stones that hail down from the skies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that way causes our destruction. Continuing from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the nations of the past in a very general sense. وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And certainly, before them, there were those that denied. They denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His existence or His oneness, His Nabi, His message. They denied everything about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, and then how was my denial? How was my chastisement? How was my punishment? The word nakir actually is something that is not recognized. And some of the commentators here have expressed that from the people of the past, the kind of punishment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to the major communities and major individuals, major would mean those great major offenses that they had committed, each one's punishment was different. The likes of it that was never in the earth before. If we take just one or two examples, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the people of Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. Then the rains of stones had come down. This earth had never witnessed such a punishment before. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the entire land turned upside down. That never happened before. If we looked at the punishment we discussed yesterday of Qarun, the earth opened and he sunk in. And then if you look at Fir'aun, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had him drown in the waters that rejected him, the earth rejected him. And we look at each one of these punishments, whether it was winds, storms, whatever, we will find that it never happened before. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us, this signal and this warning, that never ever become fearless of the adab of Allah, of the punishment of Allah, either by way of the earth opening up, Allah forbid, and man sinking into it, or the stones hailing from the skies. All of it are realities. It has happened before, and whatever happened before, people didn't see that before. So hence, we should be very, very wary of the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضٍ. Going from the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about the skies, its creation, and insan, you will not see any kind of fault, inconsistency. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. Allah spoke about the earth, it is created dhalula. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between the earth and the skies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us yet another example of Allah ta'ala's qudrat, that does man not look or does not man see towards the birds, the flying creatures, فوقهم, above them, صافات. Now صافات would generally mean in rows, but here all the commentators have referred to it as the spreading out of the wings, ويقبضن, and they're holding back, in other words, the closing of the wings. We find birds, when they fly, the wings open and close, and this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us another qudrat, something that we often take for granted that there's a bird, it flies, and it may have a wonderful color, but we don't think about, look at this Qudrat of Allah, that the force of gravity brings everything down, but that bird, who holds it? Who keeps it there? مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَانِ. None holds it there, none keeps it there, but Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate. And again, مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ. Allah reminds us that the creation is the creation of Ar-Rahman, Allah the most compassionate, Allah the most merciful. Who holds us back? Ar-Rahman. Who keeps that bird up in the skies, in the air? Ar-Rahman. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who is that being that will accept our deeds? It is Ar-Rahman. Who is that being that when we seek tawbah and we ask forgiveness, will accept that tawbah? It is Ar-Rahman. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to Allah's mercy, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about the consciousness of that, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman. Innahu bi kulli shay'in basir. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds everything. The word basir, actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees it with a great insight, a great deal of observations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees and Allah ta'ala notices everything. أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَانِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great, then who is that army? Who is that group of people, that army, that is for you, that will come to your assistance, yansurukum, that will help you, min duni ar-Rahman, besides ar-Rahman? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, that you think that you can fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you think you can ward away the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so obviously you can't do it on your own, you need some army. So where is your army? There is absolutely nothing, there is no one that can help you. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wrath, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's torment, and Allah's punishment is going to come, and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, min duni ar-Rahman, besides ar-Rahman, it is Allah the most compassionate that protects us, it is Allah the most compassionate that gives us respite, He gives us time, and He carries on giving us time to turn towards Him and to make tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in a hurry to punish anyone, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to turn towards Him and seek forgiveness from Him. Inil kafiruna illa fi ghurur. Certainly the disbelievers are in a delusion, they are in a deception if they think they can fight Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the qudrat and the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding.